RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are off and running on a Tuesday in the nation's capital, December the 16th, 2025. And 2026 is here. Officially. Well, not officially. Unofficially, but officially. That's right. The 2025 NFL season. For us here in Washington, for those that depend on the Commandalorians, is over. It has been put to bed. It has been laid to rest. It has been put to pasture, baby. Oh, man. Thanks so much. Thanks for ruining all the intrigue. Thanks for eliminating something for us to talk about in a lost season. I needed that. How else am I supposed to get people to care about games that don't mean anything? How? That's the question that I'm asking myself. But I don't want to be too mean. I don't want to be too sour. I don't want to be too dour. Because AMAC has already bitched at me and accused me of being in a bad mood. And says I need to lighten up, Francis, and get off my high horse and have some fun and not be so angry and hostile. Like, is that true?
Yeah, every day. I don't know if I said all that, but every day you come in here, it's just traffic and It's every time I say, hey, Rooster, how you doing? It's just like a list that includes traffic. Every time, traffic is going to be an issue. You would think, if you have to deal with traffic every day, you would get used to it eventually, and you wouldn't be complaining about it. I understand it's bad. I understand it. I get it. But come on, Rooster. Like, let's attack the day.
Do you like getting up at 5 a.m. every morning?
No, but that's a great point. But I ain't going to complain about
it. I've heard you complain about it a number of times.
I don't do it every day. Every time you talk to me, do I say, oh, 5 a.m., I had to pull audio this morning.
So I'm a little bit of a hostile, angry bear.
No, you're not hostile and angry. You're just grumpy.
Well, that's basically a synonym of hostile and angry.
No, you're grumpy.
Grumpy is different than hostile and angry?
Yes.
Okay. I would say angry, yeah.
It's a nuanced
hostile,
difference.
Hostile, you know?
It's a very nuanced difference.
Okay.
But,
all right.
You know, I want better for your life, Rooster. Okay. That's all. And I want you to want better for you.
I do too. I appreciate you. And with that being said, I will try and be happy. I will try and be nice. I will try and be positive. Mr. Happy. Positive Peter over here. I will try very hard. Let's start with some good news. Somebody became a daddy this morning for a second time. My guy, Sean McVay. No, not Wes. Wes did not become a daddy, nor did Cowboy B, which is probably a good thing. They're not even paying attention to me as I make a joke. That being said, for a second time, my guy Sean McVay, the head coach of the LA Rams, a young man who I've known since he was 22 years old, and a young coaching assistant under the great Mike Shanahan in 2010. We don't talk very often anymore. I leave guys alone. I love Sean, have mad respect for him, happy as hell for him, root for him all the time. But Sean McVay, son number two, Christian Alexander McVay, born this morning. The LA Rams announced in an official transaction. So yay, good news to start the show. Sean McVay, who again, I knew when he didn't have hair on his chest. Proverbially speaking, I'd never examined the hair on his chest. I'm just saying. Proverbially speaking, because these two guys, Wes, you're looking at me like I got 18 heads. These two guys will spin anything into any kind of weird innuendo just based on the mood that they're in. So I just want to make sure that everybody knows. But the point being is Sean McVay, the leader of arguably the NFL's best team, although we'll see about Puka Nacua. We know Devontae Adams is going to be gone for a couple of weeks. Don't know if he's ever going to be right. Have no idea. Sean McVay becomes a dad for a second time. So congratulations to he and his wife, Veronica. I think that's her name, Veronica. I believe that's her name. And away you go. So congratulations there. So that's, we start with some good news. I guess a second bit of good news would be that Laremy Tunsil hasn't been ruled out of this Saturday's game or next Thursday's game or the Sunday game after that or the beginning of next year. We're going to wait and take our time and evaluate and see, maybe Laremy Tunsil has a chance, even though he's got nothing to prove. Even though he's got really nothing to play for. He can't really get that much better by playing or that much worse. He probably only get injured. Toby Altizer walking by the studio with a ugly Christmas sweater, a Santa hat, a bag of food. I don't know what's going on here. I might have to pull him in here and see, do an investigation. But Laremy Tunsil has not been ruled out for the Commanders. Now, he is not practicing today. You might say, well, today's Tuesday. Why are they practicing? They don't normally, because they play on Saturday. So this week is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday schedule. Friday walkthrough, Saturday game, 5 o'clock against the Eagles. But the good news is Laremy Tunsil has not been ruled out of this Saturday. He's not been ruled out of next week. Christmas against the Cowboys. He hasn't been ruled out the Sunday after that against the Eagles in Philadelphia to wrap up the regular season, even while being injured. He's dealing with an oblique and a shoulder. Now, if you ask me, I don't expect him to play. I don't think Laremy Tunsil needs to play. I don't think he's going to play. But they're not ruling him out. They're not shutting him down. They're not making a declarative statement. Unlike what they did with Jaden Daniels. If you were with us at about 3:30 yesterday, we had breaking news. Jaden Daniels was not only not cleared medically, not going to play this Saturday against the Eagles, but instead, he was declared done for the season after just 7 starts. Just like that, done. And initially, and I tweeted this and I said this on the radio show yesterday, if you were with us, as my first reaction was, well, this is weird. Why are we shutting him down so early? And when I say we, I mean they. We, as an entity that has to talk about this team and care about this team and cover this team and analyze this team, why is he being shut down so early? It's okay on a Monday to say, guys, look, he hasn't been medically cleared yet. He's still got some swelling. He's still got some soreness. He's still got lack of range of motion. Yes, he can practice. No, he's not going on IR. But he hasn't been cleared. And until he gets cleared, we can't even contemplate him starting a game. So, as of this moment, Marcus Mariota will be the starter. He will get the first team reps. And we will continue to evaluate Jaden Daniels. Instead, the Commanders came out with a declarative statement saying, we've decided that 2025 is over. That 2025 is done. Officially, stick a fork in him, them, and us. That Jaden Daniels, in a 17-game season, is going to start 7 of those 17 games. Notice the difference between a banged-up Laremy Tunsil. Granted, just got banged up, but had to come out of the game on Sunday. Didn't go back in. Nothing to prove. Nothing to see here. Has had a great year. Right? He's been one of the only few things that has gone right. Notice the difference between how they handled that and how they handled Jaden Daniels. Now listen, I've thought about why, after the show, you think about things and you think, well, what am I missing? They are trying, clearly, to allow Marcus Mariota the opportunity to be the unquestioned starter, to have all the first-team reps, to not have the locker room, to not have the building wondering, guessing, trying to figure out, wondering, asking each other, asking the coaches, who's going to start? Is Jaden okay? Are we? Is Marcus our guy? Who should we go to? What have you? So I get there is some benefit to this. I do. Especially at the quarterback position, which is different than the left tackle position. But let's be honest, the left tackle position is pretty damn important too. It's not the quarterback position, but it is pretty damn important. And I'll acknowledge that. One thing I'll also acknowledge, Jaden Daniels has been through probably a lot, mentally, emotionally, physically, certainly, this year. When we last saw him in Minnesota, after he re-aggravated, to some degree, the elbow by getting dump-trucked on the interception, you know, you see him on the sideline, and he's walking around, and he's kind of prowling around, and he slams the helmet down. I just watched the end of Hard Knocks, second half of Hard Knocks, from last week, last night, after I got home. Because I hadn't seen the second half with Zach Ertz's injury and all that, and I wanted to go back and see that. Well, you're reminded, Jaden slams his helmet down, it pops back up. And you're also reminded that Dan Quinn, after that game, said, hey, he could have gone back in, I chose not to put him back in. Which, again, absolutely was the right call. But because he answered it that way, people that, quite honestly, are not thinking about like other avenues here are holding on to, well, Dan Quinn said he could have gone back in, so why can't he play? Well, first of all, Dan Quinn's not a doctor. even though he was cleared medically, apparently, to go back in Minnesota, they chose not to because of the score, situation, what have you. And quite honestly, because Jaden wasn't playing good. But just because somebody was cleared on Sunday doesn't mean on Tuesday or Wednesday, this is last week, that the elbow didn't become more sore or more swollen or the lack of range of motion increased, right? We tried to explain this last week and said, well, that's probably the reason why they're ruling him out, because from Sunday to last Wednesday morning when they ruled him out for this past Sunday against the Giants, he probably had a setback that they don't want to really get into. So they're saying no structural damage, no legitimate setback, but, you know, he hadn't been cleared medically. Okay. Again, I thought it was too early to rule him out. Then I see him practicing on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm like, something just is weird here. Something's not right, even while acknowledging that practice is different than a game. But okay. You don't want anything bad to happen at MetLife Stadium, snow, wind, cold, ice, terrible turf, whatever. Okay. I fully expected Jaden Daniels to practice this week and to be possibly able to play this Saturday against the Eagles in a game that means a lot for Philadelphia. They immediately shut him down yesterday. They immediately shut him down. And again, they're trying to give him a mental reset, a physical reset, and maybe an emotional reset, and I get it. They're trying to provide clarity for Marcus Mariota and for the building. I get that as well. They're trying to eliminate the circus of questions. Will he? Won't he? Maybe, might, whatever. I get that. But here's the problem. You open up another set of questions. What are those questions? I'll explain next. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, tune in. Also, I'm going to have a word about how we're going to have to move forward with phone calls. Moving forward. And I'm just warning you, you're probably not going to like it. Just warning you, you're probably not going to like it. Don't take any offense. It's just the way things have to get done. But I'll clarify that on the other side. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980, on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Then the last thing I'll hit you on will be regarding Jaden, and we're going to sit him for the final three games. And I know your first question likely is, well, DQ, what went into that? And the answer is it was a lot, and part medical and part team. As of today, he still wasn't all the way cleared to play.
So. All right, so that is head coach Dan Quinn yesterday with the media as our show was kind of coming to an end. You probably heard that cut before, but we obviously wanted to play it just to provide the proper context if you haven't heard it, so on and so forth. Again, I have no problem with them being cautious at all. None. I have zero problem with them being cautious. However, there is a difference between caution and declaration and being declarative. And in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, it was too much, too soon, too early to shut down Jaden Daniels for the rest of the year. That's my opinion. Again, I tried to lay out some of the reasons afterwards. I thought, okay, trying to give him a mental and emotional reset, physical reset, obviously. It's been a long year for everybody. They're trying to provide clarity to Mariota and the rest of the building. But they lose whatever competitive gamesmanship opportunity there is. And what happens if Jaden got cleared next Sunday, the day after the Eagles game, and can practice fully Monday, Tuesday, and whatever they do on Wednesday morning before the Thursday Christmas Day game? Is it possible that he could play? Yeah, I think it is. So I don't buy this, what they're selling completely. Short week, no time to get ready. He's practicing. It's not like he's not doing anything. It's not like he's on IR. He's practicing. He's practicing. So what happens if he gets cleared this Sunday? But here's the thing also about doing what they did yesterday. They don't have to deal with the questions every day. What's Jaden's status? How's he doing? Is he cleared? Is he going to be cleared? Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? I got it. They want to avoid that. I got it. They think that's troubling. But they're also essentially shielding themselves. I won't say hiding. Shielding themselves behind he hasn't been cleared medically. Because there's no way for us to prove whether that's true or not. And Dan Quinn did allow part medical, part team. So this isn't 100% a medical decision, which was the messaging last week. This is now 50-50, 60-40, 55-45. I don't know. I don't know. Ben Conti at Fat Poet 10 says, "You're killing me. When DQ declares him out early in the week, he's wrong. If he waits, he's wrong." No. When did I say that was problematic if he waited? As a matter of fact, I'm saying that's exactly what he should be doing. He should be waiting, if not for anything other than gamesmanship. Now, would players in the building probably leak out, I guess, to the media that Jaden wasn't going to play if they knew and if Mariota was taking all the first-team reps? Yeah, but, you know, like, they're not children either. They're adults. Right? Tell them. Guys, don't talk about Jaden's status. Just say, we're going to support anyone that's at quarterback. That's not my area of expertise or worry or concern. I got to do my job. All I want to do is beat the Eagles. That's it. There's no need, in my opinion, to shut things down completely. This might be the second worst shutdown of the year in Washington, D.C. Right? The government shutdown was worse. 40-plus days of ineptitude. While some took a victory lap, others missed paycheck after paycheck and couldn't support their families and further weakened our country. But that's neither here nor there. This is the second worst shutdown in Washington, D.C., because you didn't have to do it. I understand some of the reasons why they're doing it, but you didn't have to do it. And maybe I care too much about wanting Jaden Daniels to develop as opposed to learning from the sidelines or the skybox or the headsets or on the practice field. And maybe that's my fault. And if that's my fault, I apologize. I'll raise my right hand and say, look, I feel a certain way. I think he should be playing if he's medically cleared. And again, they've already said this was part medical, part football. I think he should be playing. I think there's great benefit in that. They fought that up until yesterday for whatever reason. And now all of a sudden, snap of the finger, they don't think that anymore. So I don't know. I mean, I'm going to allow you guys to weigh in. I'm telling you that I'm still a little bit perplexed. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm not angry. I'm not anything that AMAC accused me of being. Just teasing. But I can't sit here and tell you that I'm not perplexed. Befuddled might be strong. Perplexed. Eyes open emoji. Yeah, all of that. And I don't apologize one bit for it. What's your reaction? What's your, maybe not visceral reaction, but what's your reaction 22 hours later to the news? 301-230-0980. I'll explain the new calls thing when we come back. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so Jaden Daniels, again, has been ruled out for the rest of the season, as we've been talking about, but Laremy Tunsil has not only not been ruled out for the rest of the season, he hadn't even been ruled out for the Philadelphia Saturday afternoon game at Northwest Stadium at 5 o'clock this Saturday, with the Eagles having a chance to clinch the division with a win. They come to town for the first of two meetings over the final 3 weeks. But again, Jaden Daniels ruled out. Laremy Tunsil not practicing today, along with a host of other veteran players, but Tunsil is not ruled out for the rest of the year or even for Saturday's game. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football last night saw the Pittsburgh Steelers take one more step closer to the AFC North title and the elimination of the Miami Dolphins. The Jets have released veteran wide receiver Alan Lazard, who stayed around in New York even without his buddy, Aaron Rodgers. So now maybe he can go to Pittsburgh and join Aaron Rodgers there. And tonight, 106.7 The Fan's coverage starting at 7:45. It is the Washington Capitals against the Minnesota Wild, who made a big trade over the weekend for Quinn Hughes as they take on a very good Wild team that sits at 19-9-5. Capitals off the bad loss in Winnipeg. 7:45 again, the coverage, 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, good to have you with us. 301-230-0980. Before we get out to the calls, here's what I wanted to say. I'm not going to do a big, long soliloquy or anything like that. What we need you guys to be, and what I need to be as a host of this show, is more efficient, to be quicker, to be more concise, to be more precise, to get to your point, to rock and roll, to let it go, to let it out. Be strong, be proud, be loud, be funny, be thoughtful, be creative. I'm not going to put a time limit on you, per se, but we are going to start trimming the length of calls. And ideally, without being a jerk about it, we would prefer if you don't call every day, all day, every show, just to hear yourself talk. Now, that's going to annoy some people. I got it. Some people are going to be mad. I don't want to listen if I can't call. I got it. Nobody's saying that you're going to be banned or blocked or anything like that. Just, we're asking nicely. We're asking nicely as a reminder, as a friendly family, as a friendly, open environment. We want you to listen. We want you to call. We want you to have opinions. We want you to have strong spins on things. But we want to encourage different voices. We want to encourage fresh approaches instead of stale, same old, same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. And I got to do a better job of having less of a conversation back and forth and more efficiency to get more people in, okay? So we're not trying to be mean. We're not trying to be jerks or anything like that. You're going to get a reminder or two from AMAC whenever he's got the opportunity. I'm going to remind you as well. We just want you to be more efficient. You know, every day we are stuck talking about a lot of the same things, but we try desperately to come up with new, novel approaches, new, different ways to say the same thing, to talk about the same team, to talk about some of the same issues. Every day I'm charged with, hey, how do I make chicken salad out of chopped chicken liver and make the chicken salad taste good? Okay? And if anybody that knows chopped chicken liver, it's awful. Every day, that's my charge. Every day, be as creative as you can. Make the show sound different. Keep people engaged. So that's a challenge for me every single day. And one that I take seriously. And one that I think about a lot. Probably too much. And sometimes I get in my own headspace. But we want the show to be progressive. We want it to be different. We want it to be fun, quick, high energy. But we want it to be efficient. We don't have to run no huddle all the time. We don't. We just want to make sure that we're not droning on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Now, some of you might accuse me of droning on and on and on and on. And sometimes you might be right. But if you really, really listen, if you really listen, you know that's not the case a lot. Now, that's on you to really listen. And even if it is true, guess what? I'm the host. That's what they pay me to do. And I don't have a co-host. AMAC obviously plays an integral part. Cowboy B plays a part. You play a part. We don't do a lot of guests, but sometimes they play a part. But we're going to try and be as efficient as we can. Again, don't have to be Cliff Kingsbury and run no huddle 70% of the time. And here's the great part. Sometimes we can be under center. Sometimes we can be in pistol. And sometimes we can be in shotgun. Difference. Variety. Sometimes we'll allow a little bit more. Depending on who, depending on what, depending on the situation. But I've decided, after some consultation, a lot of thought, we need to be more efficient. And again, that includes me sometimes too. So I'm asking you to be more efficient and to not be offended if I cut you off, if I move on, if I ask you to pick up the pace, if I don't take your call on a certain day. You know, I'm trying to run the radio show. The radio show is not necessarily just for you. It's for everybody. So, again, keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. Help us out. We want you to keep listening. You can contribute a lot of different ways. You know, there's always email. WrestleMania09@gmail.com. You can send me an email there. Or the most efficient way is obviously on Twitter, at WrestleMania621. And many of you take up that option. But just keep in mind, be more efficient. All right, let's go to it. Get to it on the phone. Let's get a test of, what do you say? You want to get a test right away? How efficient we can be? Let's go to the Mark and Largo show. Let's see where this takes us. First up in the leadoff spot with the new rules in place, man. Go!
Hey, here we go. Look, thanks, Chris. Great talking to you. I hope you're having a very good day.
Thank you, Mark and Largo show.
Well, that's good to hear, sir. What I wanted to say was I totally disagree with your assessment on Jaden Daniels. I think, to be bluntly honest with you, I think what happened on Sunday with Patrick Mahomes and Micah Parsons and all these injuries, probably scared the crap out of the front office and ownership. More or less ownership. I think this is coming from the ownership, not coming from Dan Quinn, and probably not coming from Adam Peters. This is probably coming from Josh Harris. They're nervous about what could happen if he goes out there and gets hurt. And I can understand that. That's fair. He had a gruesome injury on nationally televised TV. And, you know, it is a shame he has to live with that. But I do understand that. And this show has been great. And I think all the callers are great too, Chris. Did I meet expectations?
You did wonderful. That's a strong call. Good opinion. That's an area that I didn't really think about. Excellent. Well done. Good job, Mark and Largo Show. So you could be the Mark and Largo Show and just be a little bit more efficient. You could be...
There you go. Let's
just say you could be Bill on Sunday instead of Brian Robinson.
Absolutely. And to all my callers, all of y'all have a blessed day.
Thank you, Mark. That's the Mark and Largo Show. Well done by Mark. Right? Well done. Efficient. I love it. Let's get to, let's try it again. Let's press our luck. Lap in D.C. Go ahead, Lappy. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? Hey, I wanted to give a critique to maybe help with some of the calls, too.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we try to get all our points. I mean, we got usual suspects, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And we are fans of all the usual suspects. And, of course, I know you guys want some new callers in, too, so we appreciate that, too. And people just listening. But some, not you, Rooster, but some guys, like I remember when Chad Dukes was on the radio, he used to just, like, hang up on us, be mean. You know, some of the junkies are very rude.
Yeah.
I love Kevin, but Kevin talks over us. You do it sometime, but not as much, but you have done it, but it's your show. I can't really argue that because I'm a fan of you and I support whatever you do, bro. So I'm just saying, just to kind of think of that. And when you're taking calls and you know, you have people on the line, you know, because we'll wait for forever, you know what I'm saying, to talk to you and support your show. So just keep that in mind too, that if you're going on and on, because you got to do your show, we got that. But sometimes be considerate that we're waiting to talk to you too. So, you know, it's just a thought.
Well, you know, it's an interesting perspective. And by going quicker and being more efficient, it allows me to get to you quicker. You know, because we got commercials, we've got things I've got to say, we got things, you know, that AMAC sometimes, you know, opines on, and that's fine. That's part of the show, right? You know, but the more efficient we are on the phone lines and the more effective we are and the quicker we are, the more I can get to not only different voices, but some of the usual suspects, as I call you and as you refer, right?
Yeah.
And I appreciate the loyalty and the patronage, and I want to hear from you guys. I just want to do our best to be not, again, no huddle, but to work with some tempo and to work with greater tempo.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's nothing wrong with that. I was just telling you just what I observed over the years.
I got you.
You know I love you. You know I love you, Rooster.
Thank you, Lep.
So my point, with Jaden is like, it's kind of long overdue. He's been injured all season. I think they could have been shut him down a lot earlier. I'm just going to be honest. I love the kid, and I know Linnell talked about that. Jaden looked like some garbage to me this year. I'm sorry. He didn't look the same. He didn't look impressive. He didn't. He was very undecisive. He didn't look like he was sharp. He didn't get his reads out quicker. He didn't get the ball out quicker. He just didn't look that good to me. So hopefully, and I agree with you. You know, he needs those game reps. But you know, this is the franchise, and I wish they would just be honest and come out and say, like, you know, it's our franchise quarterback. You know, we're going to rest him.
Right.
And address all the needs because it needs, I mean, they probably said some stuff in private, I'm sure. But, like, come on, man. We know what it is.
Maybe.
We've been around this team a long time.
Maybe, Lap. And I do appreciate the words and good, strong opinion. Maybe what they need is, or what they're trying to get at is the mental reset, remove some pressure and burden from everybody. it removes, you know, this pressure and burden to play him, to try and get him caught up, to try and get him to it removes any concern that he might get a significant injury. I think that's probably what they're thinking. Roster moves, plenty of them, next. Update on that, more of your calls. Stay with us on the Team 980. All right, we approach the end of hour number one. I'll tell you what, we're running a little bit behind, so we're not going to be able to squeeze in a call here, even though we're trying to go quicker and more efficient with the call. So we'll line up Dontella and the real Rooster, as opposed to the fake Rooster, the one that hosts this show every day. I heard my guy J.P. Finley and B. Mitch were at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Did you know in the press box at MetLife Stadium for the Giants-Commanders game, they had, amongst the food spread, the sandwich that they labeled and called the Fat Rooster. I took a little offense to that. I don't mind sharing with you.
I mean, it sounds like a delicious sandwich, honestly.
It looked amazing. They sent me a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fried chicken sandwich with like some sort of like creamy something or other sauce. It looked amazing. It looked, it looked like what you would see at some restaurants and places. And look, everybody does some form of a chicken sandwich, right? But it looked tremendous. And it was free. That's the best part. You don't have to pay $9 for it, right? But the Fat Rooster? Come on now. How about the Good Rooster? How about the Nice Rooster? How about the good-looking Rooster? How about the Sweet Rooster? How about the Fired Up Rooster? How about the Grumpy Rooster? That's how we started hour number one. That's how we'll end hour number one on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.